Just proclaim this morning, turn into beautiful alleluias in each of your hearts. Perhaps you've heard of the author Henri Nouwen, N-O-U-W-E-N. He wrote a book years ago called The Wounded Healer. It was a book on ministry, meant for not just clergy, although certainly clergy was a big part of it, but because, clergy are involved in a healing ministry, but for anyone involved in ministry, The Wounded Healer. And his theme was, we're all in varying ways wounded, but somehow, despite our wounds, and maybe even because of our wounds, we are able to heal other people who are wounded, or at least be instruments of healing for them. Thought about that over the years, as a priest especially. sometimes I think of myself, well, wounded healer, that might even be a bit pretentious. I don't know if I'm a wounded healer. I'm wounded, but whether I'm a healer or not, it's not a question. But sometimes I thought, well, I'm a wounding healer. Sometimes when we go out and we try to heal people or try to be instruments of healing, and we mean well, we're wounding. We're, in the process of doing that. Some healing does get through, but we wound as well. In other words, we haven't learned, and who has fully, for example, like just talking. Like a word that we want to say. And we mean well sometimes, hopefully, by our words. But sometimes our words can turn into wounds, right? Our words can turn into like bullets and worse. Someone had once said that as soon as this was talking about the art of conversation, and the author was saying, as soon as we can learn not to wound people when we speak, at that very moment, dialogue can happen. It's interesting, isn't it? Well, anyway, today we have Jesus, and Jesus, as he is resurrected, and he comes and appears to his disciples, and he shows them his wounds. And Thomas, especially, he shows the wounds too. And, come, look at my wounds, see my wounds. Somehow Jesus' wounds turn into signs of the resurrection. Now, of course, we could ask ourselves the question, well, what was it about his wounds that became signs of the resurrection? Well, why was he wounded? Why was Jesus wounded? Of course, he was wounded, especially when he was crucified on the cross. So why was he wounded? Why was the nails put into his, somewhere in, palms or here, feet, spear into his side? What was all that about? Well, they were signs of love. They were his suffering was a suffering that came out of his desire to serve and love. So we could say that his wounds were healing wounds, because no matter how painful they were and horrible they were, he was somehow able to make them into instruments of love, expressions of love. So that all of us here in the parish, probably, all of us, we probably all have our share of wounds in our lives that have come to us either physically, or they have come to us mentally, memories, word spoken to us in the past
by significant others.
And so those are wounds, mental wounds, which can be terrible and can fester and sometimes can destroy people. And so we have all these wounds. And then, of course, we as individuals have these wounds. Families have wounds. You know, they talked about, you know, the skeleton in the closet in families. And wounds from whatever has happened in the history of the family and how that has affected the family. And parishes sometimes have that. I don't think, I haven't discovered that in this parish, in my experience. Thanks be to God. But there are parishes where that is the case. And, you know, it's kind of like it's just as a destructive kind of thing. And then, you know, cities can have it, and communities can have it, and on it goes. Cultures, so on. So wounds are real things. And so the gospel is inviting us today to contemplate the possibility that our wounds can turn into instruments of healing. Strange to think. The risen Jesus is trying to say, look at my wounds, but the wounds did not destroy me. The love won out. Love conquered. Love rose from the dead. That's one way in which I would interpret the story today that Jesus is telling the disciples. That one. So our wounds can, I suppose, humble us. Bring us to our knees. Make us more sympathetic to others in their wounds. It doesn't mean that we totally understand it all, but we somehow, the wound somehow helps us to see that, well, you know, we need the risen Christ. We need to trust his verdict of the victory of love that he's shown us in his, through his risen wounds. And if my wounds that I'm suffering now are not breaking me, and if they're causing me to at least hold out the hope that I can get beyond them, well, that's a little sign of the victory of love over defeat. A little sign. And those wounds can make us more sensitive, more empathetic, more tuned into people. And if it can do that, that's love. That's the victory of love.